Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. The fall sports season is winding down, and this week I talked to Humblehead football coach Derek Ellman and Wildcats volleyball coach Kara Waldorf. We start with Coach Ellman after Friday night's 47-6 victory over Hampton Dumont Cal. Here's our conversation.
But what a special night.
It is. It's a very special night. You know, it's something that hasn't happened a long time here. So to be a part of that special, to see those kids, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next week. I'd assume we're at home, but you never know. And I just want to make sure our seniors had that opportunity to walk across the field. See them walk across the field as a group, I think just truly, you know, epitomizes what they are. It's all about the team. It's all about their love for each other. And, you know, I can't tell you enough good things about them. And we get to play one more game and keep fighting. And, you know, it's always about the next one and worrying about 1-0. And this was a great win for us. And we got to be able to put it behind us now, because these just get tougher as you go, you know, with Independence and their ability to do some things. They run the ball really well. They played against Hampton. So I saw them on film a little bit, and they're a good football team. So we just got to be prepared to play our best game going into next week.
How important was it, that fast start early in the game?
You know, it was great. We had two scoring drives right away, and then we stalled out because, you know, I'll take the total brunt of the blame on that. We should have just gotten heavy and ran the ball downhill. And we tried to do a couple of things that just weren't there. So looking back at that drive, I wish we would have done that. I wish I would have done that. And then the next drive, the fourth drive, when there was that bad call, and it's great because the officials came up and said, "Coach, we screwed that up. That was a tip ball. It should have been dead, right? It should have been dead as soon as it hit the ground." So for the officials to come up and say they screwed up is great, because we haven't had that the last couple of weeks. This is the best officiated game, cleanest game we've had all year. I'm just real proud of our guys, real happy for the community. It was awesome.
Yeah, great team win tonight. Mm-hmm. And how about our player of the game? He was just great tonight. Corey Detman.
Yes, sir.
How big was he tonight?
Yes, sir. He did a great job. I'm looking at the stats right now. 5 catches for 68 yards. Huge catches, too, at times. Man, he had a great game.
And overall, Will Ornes just did what Will Ornes does. And Jacob Heyer, 2 touchdown catches as well. How about that Dear Mama run by Lance Kuhn,
the play
of the game?
I thought. We went right back and looked to it on Huddle sideline, and that little wiggle he had where their two defenders just ran into each other. I mean, what a great job by him of getting into space and doing what he does. I mean, he's so fast, has such a quick twitch, accelerates so well. And he did a nice job overall tonight. Really ran the ball hard. You know, he sticks his nose up there and blocks, and that's what we need out of him, and he did a great job.
And I want to mention special teams a little bit. Joshua Thurmond. It makes some big tackles, doesn't he?
He's a hammer, man. It was great seeing him. He just sticks his nose in there and goes as hard as he can, you know, and that's that backup quarterback, that guy who's looking to, you know, fight for that spot next year, and he's just ready to hit people. I love it.
Your defense was playing a team that put up a lot of points last week, averaging 27 points a game overall this season. Hampton Dumont Cal, you really contained them.
Yes, sir.
How'd you do that?
You know, just great preparation, great game plan. Other than the one little option play that they ran the running back across, and then he pitched at the end, and we just didn't have an answer for that because we hadn't seen it on film. It was a great play. They did some good things, and our defense just answered the bell again.
So you take on Independence.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard they've got quite a running back, don't they?
Yes, they got a really good running back. Yep, he's alone. We're going to have to work really hard this week.
So it should be a great one. Any final thoughts?
That's the way these games should be when you get to the final eight. You know, the final eight teams in Class 3A. And, you know, you say that, and it's kind of like one of those holy cow moments. Like, that's something special that these guys are a part of. You know, in the 2021 season, they've really accomplished a lot this year, you know.
But it's not done yet.
This opportunity to go play another one's awesome.
That's Humblehead football coach Derek Ellman. Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine, continues with Wildcats volleyball coach Kara Waldorf talking about how proud she is of her team after exceeding expectations this season.
So proud of them. They did such a great job. They had a huge season this year, and even on Tuesday night, they finished it out really well. They pushed really hard. And, yeah, I was very proud of just how they came together this year. It was great. There was, you know, going into the season, I think they surpassed most of the expectations were set forth for them, you know, taking the NCC championship. And then going into the regional finals in Class 4A, because we got bumped up to 4A this year, and being able to get all the way to the finals and play as hard as they did. They should be very, very proud of all their hard work.
And I just want to recap a little bit about how the game went on Tuesday night at Waverly. Those first two sets were very close sets, and then the third was kind of a tougher one. But how proud are you of your team's effort, especially in those first two sets, to hang in there with Waverly Shell Rock?
Yeah, I'm so proud of them. I mean, they prepared really hard for that game, and they pushed really hard against Waverly. Waverly was a great team. We were so close to taking, honestly, both the first and the second set. And they really came out hard. They competed. And unfortunately, what it really came down to is just a couple spurts where we just had some unforced errors. And a lot of that comes down to experience, especially experience in big games like that. So I was extremely proud of them. They played their hearts out. They played as a team. They were so encouraging. And they competed really hard. So I couldn't be prouder. I know the outcome didn't. Obviously, it would have been fun to be able to upset them and win and go on to state, so that's kind of a bummer. But as far as how they played on Tuesday, I couldn't be more proud, and they should be very, very proud and just happy about the way that they ended their season.
Looking at your team, it's your first year as head coach and your first senior class. What words can you describe about your seniors and how they played this season?
Yeah, you know, they were just such a fun group of girls. They were extremely good teammates. Every single one of them just had very good attitudes, and they were really scrappy players and very determined and just had that grit on the court. So I'm going to miss our seniors a lot next year. It was just such a great first year. The group of girls that I had, they were great teammates, and we had some really good volleyball players. So as far as that goes, I'm looking for some underclassmen to step up, and it'll be fun to see how they compete next year for those positions. But, you know, Marissa Kaufman, she was just a very talented volleyball player in that middle position, and I look forward to continuing to watch her. I know one of her goals is to go on and play at the collegiate level. And then we had quite a few defensive players, like Alexis Hansen and Riley Saturn, who played on the court quite a bit. And then we were really deep within the defensive players as seniors on the bench as well. So it'll be hard to lose them, especially in practice. I mean, they pushed hard every single day, and they were just really great, great players and very scrappy. So it'll be hard to lose them, both just from personality standpoint and volleyball players. But it was just so fun to coach them that I'm just glad that I got the opportunity to coach them this year. And I'm excited to see what we have coming up the pipeline and who can fill in those positions. And, you know, every year the girls will have to compete for their positions. And that's what's fun about volleyball, is it'll be fun to see who kind of steps up and what we have as far as talent coming up.
And what's going to be the focus this off season as you prepare for 2022? Obviously, you had a great season. You won the conference and you made the region final. But what's going to be heading into the off season and then a year from now?
Volleyball is a sport where it's really hard to just leave off and then start again in the fall. So the girls will play either AAU or club over the winter and spring, and then we'll start open gyms right away in the summer. And it's nice because they can, you know, kind of keep their skills sharp and just make sure that they're continuing to develop. I'm just looking for them to just continue to play together. I think playing together with volleyball is very important because, you know, once you hit the season, just being a good team makes a huge difference. And that's, I think, why we had so much success this year, even though they didn't all have the experience, because they were such a good team. And it just, you know, teaching them to continue to play hard and just will continue to develop skills. I'm a huge basic skill person. And so just as we're looking, you know, at that junior class and below, just making sure that our skill set is there, our ball control is there, really focusing even on the mental game in the off season, I think will be a big thing. We definitely do need to become a little mentally stronger as a team, and I think those juniors will definitely step up into that, because when you're pushed in volleyball, it becomes very mental, and that's where, you know, being mentally tough is huge. So just kind of looking at the overall aspect of the game, skills, you know, team, just everything, just continuing to play in the off season and just continuing to, you know, develop those skills and working new girls in there too, you know, from the underclass. And I'm just excited to see everyone work hard, and I think we're going to come back next year and have another huge season, and I'll push the girls as hard as they will let me, and we'll continue to just try to become better every single time we step on the court. So I'm excited.
That's Humblehead volleyball coach Kara Waldorf. Thank you to both Coach Waldorf and Coach Ellman for joining me on this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Go Cats!